请弟兄姊妹们翻到约翰福音第五章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
Gospel of John chapter 5.
我们从第一节读到第十八节。
Let's read from verses 1 to 18.
这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大池，毕士大旁边有五个廊子。
Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos.
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters.
底下那个小字有说古建在此有等候水冻，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水冻之后，水先下池，不论害什么。
For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted.
第五节，在那里有一个人病了三十八年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, Do you wish to get well?
病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Jesus said to him, Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk.
那立刻痊愈就拿起褥子来走了。
Immediately, the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk.
那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
Now it was the Sabbath on that day, so the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, It is the Sabbath, and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet.
他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
But he answered them, He who made me well was the one who said to me, Pick up your pallet and walk.
他们问他说，对你说拿褥子走的是什么人呢？
They asked him, Who is the man who said to you, Pick up your pallet and walk?
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他。对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇得更加厉害。
Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you.
那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
耶稣，所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做这事。
For this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath.
耶稣就对他们说，我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
But he answered them, My Father is working until now, and I myself am working.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
For this reason, therefore the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨，你召集我们一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, thank you for calling us before your feet this morning.
在这复活早晨，让我们心欢喜快乐，因为这实在是个蒙恩的日子。
Lord, this is such a gracious day, and we are so joyful to being here.
因为从死里复活，升上高天，赐下圣灵住在我们里面。
Because after you sinned, you have gave us your Holy Spirit that dwells within us.
叫我们今天能够在灵的里面来到你面前，来听你的话，来敬拜来侍奉你。
That because of this, we're able to unite in your Spirit to receive your word.
但早晨仍然借着你的话语在向我们施恩。
Lord, may you give us your gracious word this morning.
在这里的话能够解开
May you open up your word to us
照亮我们里面的眼睛更多认识你
You open our eyes so we may know you more
叫我们常常活在这个生命的光中来跟从你
That we may be able to live, walk in this light and follow you
我们求你今天早晨你也求你的宝血更多遮蔽我们
Lord, on this morning we ask that your blood may cover us
因为一切都是基督宝血的救赎所做成的果效
Because everything is because of your the result of your precious working of your precious blood
那我们能够常常侍立在你面前一直来领受你的救恩和福分
Lord, may we, as we gather before you may we be able to receive your grace and your blessing
好叫你的旨意最终成就在你的教会身上
that may your will be made manifest on your church
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督
你 pray this in Jesus' name
Amen 那早晨我们和弟兄姊妹继续来看约翰福音
This morning we'll be reading the Gospel of John
我们说约翰福音乃是一本见证耶稣他是神的儿子是那永远的生命
The Gospel of John is testifying of the life of Jesus, his eternal life
所以约翰福音里面所记载这些事主耶稣所说的事都是要叫人相信他是神的儿子是基督
Everything that the Jesus has done in the Gospel of John it testifies of who he is, he's the Son of God.
这样因着相信他就能得到那永远生命。
Calling, it calls people to believe in him and receive eternal life.
现在约翰福音里面我也看见这里面所记载的这些的人物都是说明当时以色列百姓一种属灵的光景。
The people, that are, the characters that are talked about in Gospel of John is representative of the type of people that lived in that time in Israel.
也可以说代表今天在地上的人在生活上面各种不同的表现。
At the same time, it's also representative of the various types of people that exist today.
而主来到地上的时候怎样把生命赐给他们改变了他们。
It also talks about how Jesus came into this world and gave life unto these people and changed them.
叫他们得到这个永远生命过一种不同的生活方式
so that after they receive this eternal life they live a life that is different from what was before
都是因着这个生命进到人里面所带出来一个果效
they lived out this life that has been given to them
所以这一本书呢被称为是一本生命的福音书
so this gospel has been called the book of life
那我们知道在约翰福音里面所记载许多神迹
so in this gospel of life it records manymiracles.
它不单单是一个神迹而已。
It's not just, but they're not just miracles.
因为在约翰五里面讲到神迹的时候，它都不是用神迹这个字，不是用 miracle 这个字。
Because in the Gospel of John, these miracles are not written called miracles.
它乃是用 sign, 一个记号，一个兆头。
Rather, the word sign is used.
那意思就是说，在这些神迹的背后有一个属灵的意义，有一个属灵的真理在那里，借这个神迹把它发表出来。
As if this points to a spiritual truth, the reality behind these miracles.
同样在第五章里面，我们看见在这里主耶稣又行了另外一个神迹。
We see in chapter 5, Jesus performs another miracle, another sign.
就是叫这个在第四大池边的这个病了三十八年的瘫子起来行走。
It's the miracle where Jesus performed on the man who was ill for 38 years by Bethesda.
这个人原来是一个软弱无能力起来走路的人。
This person was lame and weak.
但主耶稣那天叫他起来行走。
But on that day, Jesus told him to get up and walk.
用我们今天的话就说，主耶稣的生命进到这个人里面，他就有能力起来行走。
In other words, the life of Jesus went into him and enabled him to get up and walk.
所以我们看见这许多神迹里面背后有一个更重要的属灵意义，乃是要说明那个一个真理。
So we see that all these miracles, behind all these miracles, there's a spiritual truth.
当人得到这个永远生命以后,
that is, after you receive this eternal life,
人在许多方面就表现出许多生命的一个正常光景。
You're able to, there's various manifestations of this eternal life within.
那约翰福音第五章一开头告诉我们说，在那里有一个犹太人节期，耶稣上耶路撒冷去。
There, at the beginning of chapter 5, it says, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
这里告诉我们发生的时间、发生的地点是什么。
This here tells us the time and place where this happened.
我们知道耶路撒冷乃是以色列一个首都。
You know that Jerusalem is the capital to the Jews.
但是圣经里面提到耶路撒冷的时候，都不是重在它政治方面，政治的这一方面。
But the Bible, when it mentions Jerusalem, is not talking about its political importance.
每次耶圣经里面提到耶路撒冷都是种在他那个宗教性这方面，说种在那个属灵的这方面。
It's the focus on its religious, its spiritual aspect.
因为我们知道耶路撒冷在那里有神的殿，在那里是神把他名立的一个所在。
Because the temple of God, whose name God has put on it, is in Jerusalem.
所以这是以色列百姓的一个宗教中心。
So this is the religious center for the Jews.
神的百姓他们侍奉敬拜都是在这里。
It's the place where all the Jews worship and pray.
所以在这里所发生的事情，乃是说到当时以色列百姓他们属灵光景是怎样情形。
So here we can see a snapshot of the condition, spiritual condition of the Jews at the time.
因为第三章，前面第四章那里，主耶稣对那个撒玛利亚所说的话里面也告诉我们。
So in chapter 3 of chapter 4 of John is the tells of what Jesus said to the woman from Samaria.
那个撒玛利亚妇人对主耶稣说：“我们祖宗是在这山上敬拜，礼拜你们倒说是当礼拜的地方，应当是在耶路撒冷。”
The woman said, "Our fathers worship in this mountain. You people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship."
所以耶路撒冷是以色列百姓敬拜的一个地方。
So Jerusalem is a place of worship for the Jews.
那这次又告诉我们说，不仅是在耶路撒冷，他说在那里刚好又是一个犹太人的一个节期。
So tonight, so there was a festival of the Jews in the city of Jerusalem.
我们去读四福音的时候，我们特别发现，在约翰福音里面特别记载节期呢，次数特别多。
In the Gospel of John, the number of times festivals are recorded are many.
约翰福音提到有十六次提到节期。
In the Gospel of John, 16 times were mentioned of the Jewish festivals.
九次提到逾越节。
9 times mentioned was the Passover.
一次提到祝棚节。
And once mentioned was the
Tabernacles. 那有六次呢，只是说节期。
And 6 times it mentions just festivals of the Jews.
所以这件事情乃是发生在一个犹太人节期的事。
So this event happened during one of the festivals.
所以当一个节期的时候，我们看见在那里充满了一个宗教气氛。
So we see during these festivals, it had a very a religious atmosphere, ambiance there.
因为许多人到节期的时候都上耶路撒冷去。
Because during these festivals, many of the Jews go up to Jerusalem.
在律法也规定说，以色列男丁呢，他们一年有三次要上耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
By law, Jews must go to Jerusalem 3 times a year to worship and serve the Lord.
而在这个节期里面，我们看见在那里有在那个那里有一个池子叫做 D Star。
We see that during this festival there in Jerusalem there is a pool which is called Bethesda.
那里躺着许多的病人，有瞎眼、瘸腿的，还有血气枯干的人。
And there lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered.
当我讲这许多病人当中，也包括这个病了三十八人，这个躺在褥子上这个病人。
And among these sick, there was the man who was has been sick for 38 years, laying on his pallet.
我想他们来到这里不是要过节。
I believe that they're not here to join the festivities. In
他们来主要目的呢是来到这里要得医治。
I think their main purpose for coming here is to be healed.
因为在那里有一个传说说，当水动的时候，若是天使下去搅动水的时候。
Because there was a legend there that an angel of the Lord went down to stir up the waters.
而水先下池子，他的病不管是他患什么病，就得了医治。
And whoever enters the pool after that stirring gets healed.
但是很显然这些病人呢,
But it's very obvious that those who are sick,
他们每一次来到这里想要得医治,
that they come to this pool every time
desiring
to be healed. 他们是带
盼望来要得医治,
they're hoping to be healed.
但是我相信他们都是带着失望而离开。
But I'm sure that most of them leave disappointed.
因为他们在那里并没有真正得到医治。
Because they didn't truly receive healing.
这是说到怎么一个光景呢?
What does this tell us about their condition?
刚刚提到说这是一个宗教一个节期。
I mentioned before this is during the time of religious
festivities. 许多人所以在那里非常热闹，那种充满许多充满了一个宗教气氛的一个环境的里面。
It was a heavily religious and heavily festive atmosphere at the time.
可以说这是一个特别日子。
You can say this is a very special day for them.
我想去过节的人，他们里面一定是充满欢喜快乐。
I'm sure that those who were there to celebrate were full of joy and happiness.
但是这些躺在池边的这些病人呢？
But what about those who were laying by the side of the pool?
他们身体上有残缺。
They had a lot of sicknesses.
或者说他们生命出了一些问题。
Or that they had some problems with their body.
那包括这个38年这个躺在路上这个病人。
Including this man who was sick for 38 years.
你说他们处在那光景里面，即使外面环境好像非常热闹，非常有宗教气氛。
You can imagine that they're all lying there amongst the city, which is an uproarious.Festivities and celebrations. 但是这些对他们有什么帮助，有什么意义呢？ But what benefit is all that to them?
似乎这些节气所带来的那种情形，对他们一点益处都没有。
All the celebratory festivities, the situation in the city is not beneficial to them at all.
为什么约翰福音记载在这个节气，在这个耶路撒冷这个地方记载主耶稣医治这个三十八年的瘫子？
So I wonder why the Gospel of John records.This miracle of healing during this time of the festivity. Why
were there so many people 病人躺在那里?
Why were there so many sick people laying there?
他们处在许多软弱、许多无能、许多好像非常不好的光景的里面。
It seemed like they were trapped in this condition of despair and hopelessness.
但是他们却没有得到真正那些宗教所带给他们的好处。
But they in the end did not receive benefit from their religion at all.
所以在这里来是要说明，当以色列百姓，或是说犹太人
，So here it speaks of the Jews，
他们在那里是一种宗教一种情形，他们是一个犹太教。
It speaks of how they were in their religious system。
而在犹太教里面，在犹太人他们属灵光景所表现出来，就是这些病人所代表的一个情形。
The sick people laying there was the representation of what。The religious system, Judaism was.
我们主耶稣有一次上耶路撒冷去，我想那是一个逾越节。
我刚刚去，
不是那个是一个对逾越节。主耶稣有一次上耶路撒冷去。
Jesus went up to Jerusalem once for Passover.
那时候店里面呢许多做买卖的人。
And he saw that many were in the temple buying and selling.
主耶稣非常愤怒，把现在做买卖的人那赶走。
In anger, Jesus drove away all of these.
主耶稣站来说，这是祷告殿，你们怎么把它变成一个做买卖的地方？
He said, "This is the house of prayers. How could you make this a house of a den of thieves?"
为什么人把神的殿，把一个敬拜神的地方，成为一个做买卖的一个地方呢？
How could they turn a house of prayer, a house of God, into a place?
为人只是为了自己的一些利益好处。
They only did that for their own benefit, their own profit.
我们知道在旧约里面神立了许多的节期。
We know that there are many festivals in the Bible.
在旧约里面告诉我们神在立节期的时候，在说这是耶和华的节期。
We know that many of them say this is Jehovah's festival.
但是到主耶稣的时代，圣经所记载这些节期的时候
，But when the Lord talks about these feasts, these festivals,
都是说犹太人的节期。
He says these are festivals of the Jews, feast of the Jews.
提到逾越节的时候，常常说这是犹太人的逾越节。
When mentioning the Passover, Jesus says this is Jews' Passover.
原来这些节期是出于神的。
Originally, these feasts came from God.
是被称为是耶和华节期。
And they were once called Jehovah's feast.
神在这个节期里面是神为中心。
And because during these feasts, God was the center.
是人要敬拜神的一个地方，一个时刻。
These are moments where people are supposed to be worshiping God.
但是圣经却告诉我们说，这是一个犹太人的节期，这是一个逾越，这是犹太人逾越期。
But in John records that these are the feasts and the festivals of the Jews.
这已经不再是被称为是耶和华节期。
No longer are they called the feast of the Jehovah.
这已经是成为一个人的节期。
Has become.A celebration of man.
不再是属于神，乃是属于人。
No longer does it belong to God.
因为在这个节期里面呢，是以人为中心，是为了满足人自己。
Because these feasts, festivals are centered around man.
因为神已经不在其中了。
And God is no longer amongst them.
哇，这个就是当时犹太教的一个属灵光景。
This is a rapid snapshot of what the spiritual condition was for the Jews.
成为一种人的宗教。
It has become human religion.
生命的神已经不在其中。
the God of life is no longer in their midst.
在其中, 人也碰到这个神自己,
they are no longer able to touch upon God.
这是一个死的光景,
it's a dead religion.
所以为什么这些节期 原来是出于神，但是有一天落到人的手中，就成为人的节期。
So why is it that something that originated from God became something earthly and man, man-centered later on? In Judaism, in this religious system, God is no longer there.
人在那一碰不到神，那在那里得不到生命的供应。
They are unable to reach. Communicate with God and unable to receive His life.
So
the outer manifestation of this, their religion, are these sick people.
在那里有瞎子,
there we see
他们看不见,
blind. They are unable to see.
他们没有光,
they have no light.
他们落在一个属灵的黑暗里面,
they are in spiritual darkness.
他们看不见神，也不知道神的心意是什么。
They can't see God and don't know what His will is.
在那里人成为一个瘸腿，没有力量起来行走的人。
There are those there who are lame and unable to walk.
都是软弱里面没有生命能力，叫他们能够起来行走。
They were weak and had no strength to get up and walk.
在那里有血气枯干的人。
There are those there who are withered.
他们生命枯干了，没有生气，一点活泼的一个光景都没有，
their their life is withered and drained.
因为这些都是一个死的宗教的一个表现。
These are all manifestations of a dead religion.
并且这个表现，或者说这个宗教就成为神敌对的一个力量。
This religious system has become in opposition against
God.
We know that God originally planned to make His will manifest through His people.
但是有一天当他们落到这个宗教里面的时候,
but when they fell into this religious system,
反而成为抵挡神的一个势力,
it became an opposing power against God.
反对神的一个权势,
and when they it become a power that goes against God.
所以在这件事情在福音书里面写的特别显出这一点。
The Gospel of John makes this point very clear.
所以为什么在约翰福音书里面提到节期比其他福音书特别多呢？
So what is the reason for the Gospel of John recording more accounts of feasts and festivals than any other Gospel?
在其他福音书里面提到节期非常少，次数非常少。
The number of times the other Gospels mention these Feasts of the Jews is very little. But in Gospel of John, you keep seeing the Feasts of the Jews or festivals. Because it represents man-made religion. So we see that in Gospel of John, this power that is opposing God is great.
有一句话，他说他们想要杀耶稣。
In the Gospel of John, it says that they wanted to kill Jesus.
提了六次。
This they want to kill Jesus was mentioned 6 times in John.
用石头要打他， 提了3次。
Using stones to kill him, stoning him was mentioned 3 times.
而在其他福音书里面， 马太只提了一次， 他们要杀他，杀耶稣。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it only mentions that they want to kill Jesus once.
路加只提了2次。
In Luke, only twice.
马可只提了1次。
And in Mark, only once.
但是约翰福音呢，一开头的时候就说到他们想要杀耶稣。
But in the very beginning of John, it mentions how they wanted to kill Jesus.
其他福音书都是到最末了时候才提到说他们想要杀耶稣。
All their Gospels mention this only at the very end of the Gospel.
但是约翰福音一开头就告诉我们说， 他们想要杀耶稣。
But at the very beginning of John, it mentions how the Jews wanted to kill Jesus.
因为耶稣在那里，在安息日里面行了这件神迹。
Because Jesus performed this miracle on the Sabbath.
并且他又称说他是神是他父，他把自己与神当作平等。
And they wanted to kill him because Jesus made himself out to be equal with God, calling God his father.
所以为什么当时犹太教说那些犹太人反对耶稣那么厉害呢？
Why is it that the Jews were so opposed to God at that time?
是一个很大的一个力量在抵挡神的旨意成就。
They were a force to be reckoned with, a force that was in opposition against God's will being accomplished.
那就是一个宗教的一个本性。
This is the very nature of religion.
所以今天神的对头魔鬼就是利用宗教，使用宗教。
So the
利用宗教，使用宗教，魔鬼撒
旦。Oh, so Satan today he opposes God through religious systems, through religion.
今天魔撒旦魔鬼反对神的旨意，他不是单单为了用了外面许多逼迫来反对神的旨意。
So Satan doesn't necessarily use a persecution to oppose God.
或是说在历史里面有一些宗教战争。
So there are some religious battles in the Bible recorded.
仇敌最厉害就是使用宗教来反对神自己。
But Satan's greatest weapon is religion.
这是约翰福音里面所让我们看见的一个非常突出的一个点。
This is very obvious in made very obvious in the Gospel of John.
这是魔鬼的诡计，这是魔鬼的一个计划。
This is the scheming of Satan.
因为当人落在宗教里面的时候
，Because when man falls into this religiousness,
他所做一切事情好像外面是好的。
It seems that he's able to do everything right outwardly.
因为今天人说宗教都是好的。
Because the world says that religion is good.
宗教 是劝为善，都是要帮助人的。
Religion is they're aiming to help
people do good. 好像那些有宗教信仰的人，好像他们为人好像比较好一点。
Seems that those who are religious seem to be more moral and good.
所以这个 Bethesda 这个池子。
So we come back to the pool in Bethesda.
这个 Bethesda 这个原来意思呢是一个慈悲的房子。
The original meaning of Bethesda is a house of mercy.
就是说人来到这个池子这里，你可以得到慈悲，可以得到怜悯。
In other words, those who come to Bethesda can receive grace and mercy.
所以这些有病的人，他只要进到池子里面，他就水动的时候，他下去的时候，他就得了医治。
So they believe that if they can go into this pool, they can be healed.
这是说明什么？
What does this say?
这是个迷信。
This is a superstition.
我想这个病了38年，这个瘫子呢，我想他年年一定都到这里池子。
I believe that this lame person who's ill for 38 years came to this pool every year.
因为他知道有一个传说说都是水动的时候，天使在那边搅动水的时候，谁先下去谁就得医治。
Because he heard that if you go into the water after angel stirs up the pool, he will be healed.
但是他病了三年却一直没有得医治。
But after being ill for 38 years, he has not received any healing at
all. 好像别人总是找他一步下池子。
It's always the case that there's somebody else who gets in before him.
所以这个人的光景实在值得同情。
So I really sympathize with this person's
condition. 他想得医治，但是却不得医治。
He wants to be healed, but he can't.
我想这就是个迷信。他迷信，那只要下池子，他的病就可以得医治。
He held on to this superstition, this belief that if he goes into the water, he can be healed.
所以今天我们看见宗教，仇敌就是把这个宗教意念放在人的思想里面。
So the Satan today.Brings these ideas of religion and places them in our minds.
让人觉得说这是好的，这是良善的。
And he tries to convince us, saying, "This is good. This is right."
你再到这里，你可以得到一些帮助，得到一些益处。
Through religion, you can receive some benefit and help.
你的身上许多问题，你在这里可以得到一个解决。
I'll tell you that religion can solve all of your problems.
所以为什么今天许多人要去信一些宗教呢
？So why do so many people want to have a religion?
许多人说。有宗教信仰总是比没有比宗教信仰的人有宗教信仰总是比没有好。
It seems that those who it's better to have religion to believe in something than not.
这是一般普遍的观念。
This is a very universal concept.
记得我们在台湾的时候，有时候去办一些事情啊，要填一些表格。在台湾办一些事情要填一些表格。
When I was in Taiwan, I had to run some errands and I had to fill out some forms.
里面不单是写的名字，一些基本资料呢，他还加上有一个男的，就是说宗教信仰。
In the many blocks, in addition to your name and your personal information, also asks you what your religion was.
所以有的人就写什么基督教、佛教什么东西的。
So many people just say Christian, Buddhist, what have you.
弟兄姊妹，若是今天我们要填这个表格的时候，你要怎么填
？So if you were in my shoes, what would you have written in that column?
我想可能我们会写基督教吧。
I'm sure many of us will write Christian.
若是今天我要填这个表格呢
？If I were to fill this form out today,
我不会填。
I would not write anything.
或是说有人说, 哎, 你有没有宗教信仰?
Or if someone asked me, hey, do you have a religion?
我会跟他讲说我没有宗教信仰。
I would tell him, no, I don't have a religion.
哎, 你怎么没有宗教信仰啊?
He says, why are you not, why don't you believe in a religion? When you have, why don't you have religion?
你不是信基督教吗?
I thought you were a Christian.
我没有宗教信仰。
I said, I don't have religion.
我是信耶稣。
I believe in Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们要清楚什么是宗教。
So we have to be clear what religion is.
宗教本质就是抵挡神, 反对神。
The very nature of religion is to oppose God.
很可惜, 今天基督教渐渐也是落在这个宗教光景里面。
It's a pity that Christianity is gradually descending into this religious system.
就是落在一种注重外面形式仪文那些教条里面。
Christianity is becoming more and more concerned and focused on the rules and the outward expression.
以为神所要的就是这些外面的东西。
Many people are tricked, are believe that, think that God wants, what God wants is all these external
acts.
And in result, they overlook the internal.
所以一开头说到耶稣福音是一个重在生命的一卷福音书。
So we see that the Gospel of John is a Gospel of life.
所以耶稣福音里面一直在让我们看见宗教、犹太教跟这个生命到底是怎么一个处在一个怎么样的敌对的一个状态里面。
John presents how Judaism and the life from God are in direct opposition.
因为宗教来说，人都很喜欢的。
Because generally speaking, everybody likes religion. Especially some of these religious festivals. Because it's a time of joy and celebration. So we can see that Christianity around the world is slowly, gradually moving into this condition. There are a lot of festivals that Christian festivals that happen now. They're not recorded in the Bible.
人觉得那是很好的一个东西。
Many people think these festivals are great.
人在那个节气里面，所谓宗教节气里面的时候，大家欢欢喜喜的聚在一起。
They say that during these holidays, these festivals, everybody gets together and celebrate.
人的心情也是非常兴奋，非常高昂。
Everybody is happy and full of joy.
好像在那许多宗教节气里面，人说这是好的，这是为神的。
And they all say that this is, we're celebrating for God. We're doing this for God.
是为主的。
They say this is for the Lord.
但是我们知道这其中都没有主，都没有生命在里面。
But we know that within these holidays, these celebrations, there is no God.
因为不是出于神自己。
Because it did not come from God.
所以不管人是怎样看，不管是多好，神不在其中的话，那就是个宗教。
It doesn't matter how good someone says it is, if it's true
God,
it's religion. You can be very religious and dutiful on the outside. Doesn't matter, you could be very happy and full of joy. But if you're still in this condition, all these different types of sicknesses will be made manifest. When we go to chapter 7, I'll share more on this. Because in chapter 7, it mentions the Feast of Tabernacles. So it says at the end of chapter 7 that those who thirst can come to me.
所以我们看见在宗教节气里面是人所喜欢的。
So we see that all these religious holidays and festivals are well received by the people.
所以我们看见当时犹太教,
so we know that Judaism and the Jews,
他们就是落在这个宗教里面。
They were in this religious system.
虽然许多律法的确是神所赐的所丰富的。
So even though that many of these festivals were originally mandated by God,
在那里要献祭, 在那里要守节期,
they were required to make sacrifices.
但是神所要不是这些外面的东西。
But God does not desire all these external works.
虽然从一方面来说, 在旧里面其实是比较重在外面的。
So in the Old Testament, we see that the focus is more on these outward works.
但是当我们去读旧约圣经的时候,
But when we really read closely the Old Testament,
有许多神的话已经很清楚地告诉我们。
God's word is very clear.
神所看重仍然是里面的实际。
God sees what's within.
乃是重在他们生活是不是能够见证神自己。
And God looks at whether they can live out a life that testifies of
him. 因为里面的光景才是真正神所要的。
Because the spiritual condition within is what God really desires.
先知以赛亚在一开头的时候就告诉我们。
So in Isaiah chapter 1 it says,
他在对以色列百姓说，神对以色列百姓说， 你们所献的许多祭物与我有何什么益处呢？
The Lord says to the Israelites, what are your multiple sacrifices to me?
公绵羊燔祭和这些回畜的脂油我已经够了。
I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle.
公羊的血、公牛的血、羔羊的血，我都不喜悦。
And I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats.
这些都是神所吩咐的。
These were all mandated by God before.
都是神的百姓所要遵守去做的事情。
These are all the things that the people of God had to uphold.
但是神说这些都是不是我要，我不是我所喜悦的。
But God says these are. None of these things are what I have desired.
先知阿摩斯更讲得更重。
In the book of Amos, it says this even more severely.
他说我厌恶你们这些节期，也不喜悦你们严肃会。
God says, I reject your festivals.
你们今天虽然向我献燔祭、素祭，我都不喜悦。
Even though you offer up to me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them.
他们照了神的话去献祭，去守那节期，神说这不是我所要，这不是我喜悦的事情。
Despite the Jews following God's word and keeping up all these sacrifices and rituals, God says, I hate them.
他们献这些事情的时候，他们守这些节期的时候，神说我是厌恶这些，我已经烦了。
When they do these things, these festivals, God says, I reject your festivals.
为什么神会说这样话呢？
Why did God say these things?
因为他们不明白神要他们献祭守节的目的是为了什么。
Because the Israelites did not understand why God wanted them to keep these festivals.
他们以为神是要献，要人献祭，神要得到这些祭物。
They mistakenly thought that what God desired was the sacrifices themselves.
他们不知道这些节期、这些律法所定规这些真正意义是什么。
They did not know the true meaning of all these laws and festivals. What did not know what God's heart desired.
我们看大卫,
Let's look at David.
当大卫犯了罪以后, 他在那写了一首悔改的诗。
When David committed sin, he wrote a psalm of repentance.
他在那里就说, 你本不喜悦祭物, 若喜爱祭物, 若喜爱的话, 我就献上燔祭。
In Psalms, he wrote, For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it.
燔祭是你不喜欢的。
You are not pleased with burnt offering.
大卫说, 神所要祭乃是忧伤的灵。
The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit.
神啊, 忧伤痛为心, 你必不轻看。
A broken and contrite heart, O God,
大卫是在里面有了看见。
So David saw this.
他里面实在有一个属灵认识。
He had this spiritual understanding.
神所要不是这些燔祭, 这些素祭。
That God did not desire these sacrifices and burnt offerings.
神所要乃是一个忏悔悔改的心, 悔改的心。
But rather, God desired a broken spirit, a broken and contrite spirit.
所以立了许多节期，立了设立了许多要他们献一些祭物。
So God established all these festivals and sacrifices and burnt offerings.
乃是要让他们看见，就是要借这些献祭，他们才能来到神面前。
Because He wanted them to understand why they were doing these things.
只有借献祭, 他们最常得赦免。
That through these offerings, their sins were forgiven.
献祭, 他们才认识自己是一个罪人, 需要羔羊的血。
And through these sacrifices, that they would understand that they are sinners and need the
blood of Lamb. 他们有一个悔改心。
That they may have a broken and contrite heart.
要在外面生活, 要显出有一个悔改的心。
That when they're living their lives, they may live a life that is repentant.
不是献献祭所有节就说好了，我们照神的意思去做了。
But not merely say, okay, I did the burnt offerings and rituals. I did what God wanted.
神不要这些神呀，是要你们要活在一个圣洁公义里面。
But God does not desire this. God wants us to live in a life of righteousness and holiness.
所以在弥迦书那里说，神所要是什么呢？
So what does Micah tell us that God wants?
神所要呢，是你们要行公义、存怜悯、存一个谦卑的心，与神同行。
It says that God wants us to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God.
就是把神的性情在生活上把它彰显出来，把它见证出来。
In other words, to testify, to make manifest God's character in our lives.
这是神他们要献祭，他们要守节一个真正目的。
This is the true purpose of all these offerings.
不是外面一些条例，这些宗教的规矩。
It's not on all these religious rules and
so 很清楚，在基督里面，神已经把这神所要的是里面实在、里面实际。
This has all been revealed clearly in the Old Testament.
当到新约的时候更清楚,
of course, in the New Testament, it becomes even clearer.
所以弟兄姊妹,若是我们还活在一个宗教仪文习事里面,规矩里面,
so, brothers and sisters, if we find ourselves living in religion,
也许我们外面做得很准确,
maybe on the outside we uphold religion,
但是神都不在其中的话,
but if God is not in that,
我们所显出来光景就像这些病人躺在池子旁边一样,
our result is basically these sick laying by the pool.
因为到新约很清楚告诉我们,
because in the New Testament it says clearly,
是生命的神住在我们里面,
it's the God of life that lives within us.
我们的生活侍奉都是在生命里面,
our sacrifices, our services, all within the life of God.
第四章主耶稣对那个撒玛利亚妇说，真正拜父呢，是用心里的诚实来拜。
So in chapter 4 of John it says, the hour has come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
因此要这样的人敬拜他。
The Father desires these to be His worshippers.
是活在灵的里面，活在生命里面。
To live in life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真是活在这个生命的里面，
when we are living in God's life,
我们活在这个灵的里面，
when we are living in this spiritual life,
我们所表现就不像那些病人，
the manifestation of this will not be like
these
sick, we won't be blind,
我们是一个有看见的人，
we'll have sight.
因为约翰福音第一章就告诉我们说，神的生命在我们里面就成为人的光，
because John chapter 1 says that the Lord came into the midst of men and
he was
light. He was God's light.
因为我们重生得救，这个重生的生命在我们里面，就是我们的光。
Because once we are saved and reborn, Jesus becomes our light.
我们能够看见神，我们认识神。
We are able to see God and know Him.
我们对属灵事情有认识。
We can understand spiritual things.
我们眼睛已经被打开了。
And our eyes have been opened.
我们也不是一个瘸腿的人。
We are no longer lame.
我们还是有能力起来行走的人。
We have strength to get up and
我们可以走在这属灵的道路、属天的道路上。
We can walk on this
path. 我们可以跟从主走主的道路。
The spiritual path and walk God's path.
因为生命能力在里面，叫我们能起来行走。
Because the power of life is within us, it allows us to get up and walk.
我们也不是一个血气枯干的人。
We are also no longer withered.
我们是生命，是充满活泼，充满了盼望。
We are full of life and hope.
我们所显出来都是生命气息。
What we make manifest is life itself.
因为不是活在宗教里面。
We're no longer living in religion.
因为这个生命在里面供应我们，滋润我们的需要。
Because the Spirit is within us, giving us everything that we need, supplying us.
并且我们一直持续领受这个生命的供应。
And we're able to continuously receive the supply from the
Holy Spirit. 所以弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒属灵的生活。
So this is the spiritual life of a Christian.
但是什么时候我们落到宗教里面？
But when do we fall back into religion?
我们只是注重外面的。
Where we only care about that.
或者说我们都是行在外面表面的。
Or that when we only care about the things we do on the outside.
我们不会注意到我们这个人，我们今天属灵的生命光景是怎么样。
When we overlook our true spiritual nature within.
我今天我和神的关系是不是一个正常关系？
Do we lose sight of our relationship with God?
我是不是常常连一神自己？
Do we think about, are we connected with God?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们所要注意的。
Lord, brothers and sisters, this is what we need to focus on.
我们不要只是单单注意外面说，我今天是不是来聚会好了？
We shouldn't be focusing on, oh, should I go to church or should I not?
不错，需要聚会。
Yes, we need to meet and
gather. 但是在聚会里面，我们和神的关系是怎么样？
But once we gather, what is our relationship with God?
我们回去以后，
when we go home,
我们和神的关系又是怎么样？
What is our relationship with God?
还是离开聚会以后，好像又另外一种生活方式？
Is it once you leave church, you're a completely different person?
很少想到神，想到主自己。
A person that seldom thinks about
God and relationship.
And their mind is full of things of the earth,
好像与神没有一点关系。
As if they have no relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹， 无形当中，或者说有意无意的， 我们就落到这个光景里面。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we, unbeknownst to us, we unwittingly
自然而然显出来， 我们就像那些病人在那个池子旁边。
So naturally, the manifestation of this is like the sick by the pool.
虽然有外面这些聚会，
although we have these outward, we gather together,
也许还有一些读经祷告的生活，
we may pray a lot and also read the Bible.
但是生命的神都不在其中。
But God's life is not within us. Or maybe we think, oh, I'll just keep
this. 以致我们眼睛仍然是没有被打开。
In this case, where our eyes are not open,
我们仍然没有一个属灵的看见和认识。
We are spiritually blind.
我们想起来跟随主啊，没有力量。
When we want to get up and follow the Lord, we find ourselves weak.
我们是何等的软弱。
We become very weak.
为什么呢
？Why？
我想只有原因。
I think there's one reason.
我们是落在宗教里面。
Because we've holding on to religion.
我们没有碰到那个生命的主。
We have not connected with God of life. We have not touched the author of.
以致我们也许像那血气枯干的人，就像叶子枯干了。
We become withered like withered leaves.
不是常绿的。
No, we're no longer receiving life from God.
常绿绿色绿，好像有生命的一个光景表现出来。
We're no longer able to express the condition of life.
这就是。在这里所要告诉我们，当时犹太教犹太人属灵光景。
This is what so here tells us the spiritual condition of the Jews.
因为他们在宗教里面。
Because they are in religion.
所以神的旨意、神的工作、神的见证不能借着他们把它彰显出来。
So God's will is unable to be manifest through their religion.
在这里，主耶稣医治了这个三十八年瘫子。
So here Jesus heals the man who is ill for 38 years.
为什么圣经说他是犯了病了三十八年呢？
So why does the Bible record him being ill for 38 years?
当以色列百姓在西乃山底下神把律法赐给他们以后，
When God, after God gave the Israelites the law at the foot of Mount Sinai,
他们在旷野漂流三十八年。
They were in wandering in the wilderness for 38 years.
所以三十八年代表人在律法捆绑的辖制底下。
So 38 years represents the time that the Jews were in bondage of the law.
在这里，主耶稣只医治了这个病人。
So here Jesus heals this lame man.
因为这个三十八年的病人是代表所有躺在那里，患各种病的那些病人的一个代表。
Because this man was representative of all the sick that were laying by the pool.
之所以这些人病了，身体上有残缺，生命上出了一些问题。
So many of these sick had a lot of bodily problems.
显出来都是软弱，都是弱气。
They're all manifestations of their carnal weakness.
因为他们是在律法捆绑的底下。
Because they were in the bondage of the law.
他们在那里不能守神的诫命，不能照神的心意在那过生活。
They're unable to keep God's commandment or live out God's law.
所以这是一个代表性的一个人物。
So this man is a representative of all of them.
律法本身是神所赐的，是良善的。
So the law in itself is good.
保罗也告诉我们说，律法是圣洁，诫命也是圣洁，是公义良善的。
Paul says that the law is pure and it's holy. It's good.
律法是要显出人的软弱来。
But the law is there to reveal man's weakness.
律法呢是因着弱体软弱有所更新。
The law reveals that we are unable to keep.
因为人弱体是软弱的，所以没办法遵行神的律法。
Because we are weak.Unable to keep God's law.
不能答应律法的要求。
We cannot reach the.
因为我们肉体里面是毫无良善。
Because we're unable to fulfill the law because we are not good enough.
律法由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Paul says that I do what I don't want to do and I can't do what I want to do.
常常是我们的经历，是不是
？This is our common experience, is it not?
我们常常落在这样捆绑底下。
When we are in bondage,
落在这个律法辖制底下。
When we are in bondage under the law,
我们想做好，但是做不好。
We want to do good, but we cannot.
我们想行善，但是总是失败做。
We want to do good, but we always fail.
所以就像保罗说，我真是苦啊。
So Paul says, woe is me.
所以这个三十八年的病人，他真是苦啊。
So this man who is ill for 38 years lives a wretched life.
要痊愈吗？
So the Lord said, do you want to be healed?
他是要痊愈的。
Of course he wants to be healed.
所以他 才到这个池子这里来。
That's why he came to this pool.
但他在那里说，每次我去的时候，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子。
But he told Jesus that every time I wanted to go into the pool, someone else goes in.
我正要去的时候，就有别人逼我先下去。
Whenever I want to go in, somebody is always a step ahead of me.
我要去的时候总是晚人家一步。
Seems I'm always behind one step.
他在讲这些话的时候是非常无奈。
He was very frustrated and in despair.
水冻的时候我要下去，但是没有人把我放下去。
He wanted to go into the water, but there's no one there to carry him into the pool.
他 真是无奈，就是那么痛苦，他真是苦啊。
He was helpless and in pain. It was a wretched life.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们常常在那边叫苦呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we often say, "Oh, wretched is me, wretched man that I am"?
我要讨神的欢喜，但是总是失败。
We want to please God, but we
我不想犯罪，但是好像罪就跟着我来。
I don't want to sin, but sin seems to trail me wherever I go.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们没有看见。
Brothers and sisters, because we do not see.
不是我们能够去守那些神的诫命。
It's not that we are supposed to keep all these commandments.
主耶稣医治这个病人。
Jesus healed this man.
主耶稣不是说当水动的时候赶快快动作动作快点把他推到池子里面。
Jesus's solution wasn't to help him into the pool when the water came. But he healed him directly.
主耶稣乃是说起来拿你的褥子走吧。
Jesus said, "Get up, pick up your pallet and walk."
为什么他能够起来就拿褥子走呢？
Why was the man able to pick up his pallet and walk?
因为主的话进到他里面。
Because the word of God entered him.
因为主的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the word of God is spirit and truth.
当这个生命进到他里面的时候，他就起来，他有力量行走。
It's the word of God, spirit and life, and once he received this, he was able to get up and walk.
因为他不是他靠他自己的意志起来行走。
He didn't rely on his own willpower to get up.
他也不是靠别人。
He did not rely on anybody else either.
但是在这里，他听见主的声音，听见主的话。
But there he heard God's word.
乃是他摸到这个生命的主。
He touched upon the Lord of life.
他就脱离那些捆绑辖制。
He was able to be released from all this bondage.
这就是说到，这是一个恩典。
This is grace.
所以第一章约翰福音第一章一开头就告诉我们说，律法是借摩西传的。
So in chapter 1 of John, it says that the law was given through Moses.
但是律,但,恩典和真理是借主耶稣基督来的。
Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
感谢主在这里,真理的话一出来。
Thank the Lord that once the word of truth is set free,
他就得了自由了。
He was able to be free.
因为主耶稣说,你们要晓得真理,真理必叫你们得自由。
He says, the truth will set you free.
今天,这个时候,恩典也进到他里面来。
And that day, grace also entered.
这个恩典就是主耶稣基督的生命进到那里面。
And this grace is the life of Lord Jesus that entered.
他里面就有力量起来行走。
And so he gained strength and was able to get up and walk.
弟兄姊妹，今天不是外面许多教条叫我们能够来跟随主。
So brothers and sisters, we're not meant to uphold all these commandments and rules.
这些律法、这些教条、这些要求都是外面的。
All these laws, these demands, these mandates are all outward.
这些都是枉然，这些在我们身上都不能产生果效。
All these things are unable to bear fruit.
因为我们这个人是一个属罪的人，属肉体的人。
Because we are sinful and carnal.
我们没有办法答应神的要求。
We're unable to fulfill God's request.
我们之所以能够起来行走，那是从里面而来的。
What we need to do is 里面，从里面而来的。What we need to do comes from within.
乃是生命的主在里面的推动。
And it's the Lord of life within us, spurring us forward.
都是出于里面，那是一个生命的东西，那是一个很自然的。
And what comes up is natural.
不需要费太多力气。
We don't need to exert too much strength to.
但是，就是我们落在那个宗教教条律法的辖制的时候。
But if we're under the bondage of the law.
我刚说我们就非常苦恼。
We'll be very bitter.
所以今天许多神儿女好像是落在这个情形底下。
But it seems that many brothers and sisters are in this condition.
要聚会是神的心意。
Gathering together, coming to church is God's will for us.
但是好像我们觉得好像是聚会对我们来说好像常常是一个苦差事。
But we often think that it's a chore to come to church.
要不去嘛，里面觉得不舒服，好像没有平安。那要去的话，觉得好像也没什么。
If you don't go, you do feel uneasy. But if you do go, you feel like you don't.
因为这是外面的要求。
If we go, we feel bored.
如果是外面给我们要求的话，那我们真是非常苦。
This is an external action.
但是若是从里面而来那个生命的推动。
But if it's an action that is spurred by the life within.
那是很自然事情。
It comes very natural to us.
因为这不是外面给人给我们要求。
Because this is not something that is not we're not following anybody's direction. Because this is something that your life naturally longs for.
所以当我们真正活在这个生命感觉里面的时候，我想外面许多服事、许多工作，对我们来说就不是一个重担，不是一个很烦恼的事情。
If we serve in the church with the life that flows from within us, I trust that many of these things would not be burdensome to us.
因为不是我们自己做的。
Because we're not doing it by ourselves.
所以我们看见保罗，当他当然说：“我真是苦啊。”
So we see that Paul says, "Wretched man that I am."
但是他不是一直停在那个我真是苦的这个光景里面。
But Paul was not stuck in this state.
他底下马上说感谢神。
He immediately says, "Thanks to God."
靠着我主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, he's able to be free.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个信心的一个宣告。
Brothers and sisters, this is a declaration of faith.
这是看见我们怎样脱离律法的捆绑辖制呢？
This tells us how to be set free from sin
and the law.
That is through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's achieved only through the life of Christ within us. It's the work that is accomplished by Jesus himself. This is true grace. When the word of the Lord
comes,
when the light of truth comes into us.
当真理的话充满在我们里面的时候,
when the word of truth fills us up,
人里面就有力量,
we then have strength to get up and walk. We're able to then walk on this, on the Lord's path.
当那天主耶稣说起来拿你的褥子,
thank the Lord that on that day when Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your pallet and walk,
他就起来走吧,
he got up and walked. As if it was the easiest thing in the world.
很自然的, 好像也没有什么挣扎，他就起来走了。
Without struggle, he just got up and walked.
为什么呢？
Why was he able to do that?
当生命进来的时候，
because when the life entered him,
这个生命就在里面发动。
The life was activated in him.
这个生命表现出来的时候，就是他能够起来走了。
An expression of that life was his ability to walk.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
这个人脱离了38年律法的捆绑。
This man was able to finally be set free from 30 years of bondage. The bondage of law of religion. No longer is he living in religion. At the time, he was in the best place. It was also a good time. It was a time of the festival. But all those things were not beneficial to him at all. Because at the time he was still suffering.
但是当他遇见主，这位生命主的时候,
but when he met with the Lord of Life, Jesus,
他即刻起来走了,
he immediately got up and walked. Because the life within him enabled him to do so.
当主耶稣叫这个人起来以后, 圣经告诉我们说那天是安息日。
Lord, it tells us in John that when Jesus performed this miracle, it was during the Sabbath.
就对那人说,今天是安息日,你拿褥子是不可的。
And the Jews said to the man, said, today is the Sabbath, it's not permissible for you to be carrying your pallet.
你看这些犹太人,
you see these Jews.
他们一直活在这个律法捆绑里面。
They're living in this religious system.
并且把律法拿出来要指责这个人。
They use religion to accuse others.
在福音书里面, 常常记载主耶稣行神迹的时候都是安息日。
It often records in the Bible, in the Gospel, often records Jesus doing miracles on the Sabbath.
主耶稣常常在安息日治病赶鬼。
The Lord Jesus often healed others and drove out demons on the Sabbath.
以致常常引起犹太人的控告，说他犯了律法。
He often suffered accusations from the Jews saying that he's breaking the Sabbath. Because they did not understand what the true purpose of the Sabbath was. We see that this man who was ill for 38 years,
他躺在那里, 他怎么会有安息呢?
He's been lying there for all these years. How can he have peace?
这个节期又是安息日,
how can he have rest? Because this was a day of rest.
再人来看,这是一个吉日, 这是大好日子。
For most people, it's a very good day.
但是对他一点影响都没有。
But for him, it meant nothing.
他仍然是躺在那里不动。Because
he was still lying there, lame, unable to walk.
现在主耶稣叫这个人起来行走，他就说你在安息日拿褥子是不可以的。They
even told this man that it's not permissible for you to carry your pallet on the Sabbath.
他们在那里没有看见主在那行了一个神迹。
They did not see this miracle that Jesus performed.
他们只看见这个人做这件事情是违背了安息日所规定的。
All they saw was that somebody broke the Sabbath.
他没有看见这人躺在那是极其的痛苦，没有一点安息都没有。
They did not see at all that this man would lay there for 38 years without any rest and in suffering.
他没有因着这人起来行走，专门感谢把荣耀归给神。
They did not thank the Lord and glorify God because of this miracle.
反而指责这个人。
But rather, they accuse this man.
这不过是显明显出这些犹太人真是瞎了眼。
This truly revealed that the Jews at the time were blind.
他没有看见这个行神迹的这耶稣他是谁。
They did not see who the Jesus who performed this miracle truly was.
主耶稣为什么他那挑安息日来做这些事情呢？
So why does the Lord often choose to perform these miracles on the Sabbath?
他不是故意要跟犹太人来对抗。
He was not trying to purposefully frustrate the Jews.
他乃是要借着安息日他所行的这些神迹奇事，这些赶鬼事情。
He wanted to take on Sabbath to do all these miracles to drive out demons and heal people.
让人看见这个设立安息日的这位乃是主自己。
To reveal to people that the one who established the Sabbath is God Himself.
安息日的目的呢，是叫人在这些日子里面有安息。
The purpose of the Sabbath is that those on that day can have rest.
所以在安息日里面，律法规定说，安息日不可做任何的工。
So in the law says on the day of Sabbath you cannot do any work.
他们不需要做任何工作，他们仍然能够有享受。
They don't have to work, so they can enjoy this day.
他们仍然有供应。
That they have supply from God.
因为是神负责他们一切需要，供应他们的需要。
Because God supplied everything that they needed.
所以他们都是相信神，这个日子他们只要卸下一切的工作。
So they believed God and put down their work and rested on
that day. 他们不要靠自己努力去工作才能够糊口。
They did not need to work on that day to feed themselves.
他们只要依靠神，相信神，他们就有安息。
All they needed to do was believe and trust in God.
自然神负责他们一切生活上的所需。
And God provided everything they needed.
叫里面有真正的安息。
It allows them, so it was allowed them to have true rest.
因为他是安息日的主。
Because he's the Lord of the Sabbath.
所以主耶稣特别选在安息日神行神迹，乃是叫人看见只有主才能叫人安息。
So Jesus performed these miracles on the Sabbath to show that God is the Lord of the Sabbath.
只有主得到主的人才有真正的安息。
So only those who have received God can have true rest.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当人眼睛被打开的时候，
When his eyes were opened.
能看见神所安排的这些，不管旧约里面这些节期、这些规矩、这些条例。
When we see all these festivals, all these rituals and feasts that were established by God,
都是让我们看见这一切所表明都是主自己。
We must be able to see that all these things are pointing to God.
所以到了新约，为什么不我们不需要再守外面许多节期呢？
So we no longer have to hold on to upkeep all of these holidays and festivals.
我们也不需要特地到耶路撒冷去过什么节。
Nor do we have to go to Jerusalem to participate in any festival.
因为主耶稣基督他就是那个节期。
Because Jesus Christ himself is that festival.
他所做救赎的工作就是节期所要表明的。
This is what he wanted to reveal through his work of salvation.
今天我们只要活在主耶稣基督里面，
as long as we live in Christ,
我们就能够享受主耶稣在永远里面所定的这些
we are able to receive all of his blessings. We are able to see that all of this has already been given to us through Jesus Christ. So when Jesus came to this world, he continued to work.
这时候指责他的时候，主耶稣就说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”So
when Jesus was accused by the Jews for working on the Sabbath, he said, "My Father has been working until now, and so I work as well."
感谢神，今天主耶稣继续在做工。We
thank God that He continues to work to this day.
坐在我们这些地上常常没有安息、常常灾难、没有能力起来行走的人身上。He
continues to work on those who do not have rest, who are unable to walk.
要把我们从许多捆绑里面拯救出来。
God wants to save us from all this bondage.
特别我们属神的儿女要把我们从许多律法条例捆绑里面拯救出来。
And God wants us to rescue His children out from the bondage of the law.
那我们今天不是活在外面这些规矩。
So that we are no longer living ritualistically.
我们今天来到神面前，是在灵的真实里面来到他面前。
So that we are living in His truth.
beforehand.
Only when we live in the Spirit, in His Spirit's life, are we able to really touch on the Lord of life. And then once we do, our spiritual life will become very natural to us. When we gather, when we serve, we don't need to be told by others. Because this is the natural need of our spiritual life. It will become very natural to us.
And
when you live in the spiritual nature, you naturally will have rest. You will be fulfilled and content. But when we're living outside of that life, we feel like we're in bondage. We feel like we're trapped.
It
feels like everything doesn't really come natural to us. But when we live in the Lord's life, everything that we do spiritually is natural. Because He's the Lord of life, and it's His work done in us. This is His grace. Because everything is accomplished by the Lord. It's not by our own power. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for healing this man who was ill for 38 years. He helped us see that when we are connected with the Lord, when the Lord of life is dwelling within us, we are able to get up and walk. The Bible tells us that we often have to dwell in the Lord, abide in the Lord. We must think often of things above. We have to think continuously on the things above and connect with God. And be united with the Lord of life. And naturally, we will be set free from all the bondage of sin. And we can live in this, in God's life, and walk this heavenly path. We thank the Lord that He has revealed this truth to us through healing of the man. This is a sign from Him. A sign that wants us to see that His life is within us today. We have already been saved and reborn. We just need to live in His life. And we can walk this path before us. Let's have a closing word of prayer.